Webbing's down on Daf Kufnun and Ham Bay is a Maisa that there is a Hupachism and Essen Dozo Zavan Nichsei. There is a somebody under 20 who sold the Nechasim of his father, Osaka made the Rava, Amalekur Bezil, the whole time, Beshadi Bekashasa Be Rava. We told him to do something that will make him look like a Shaita, not a Bardas, in order that his Mechira should not be a Mechira. So he did it. So Rava said that they should write a, they told him that the Mechira is not a Mechira. He got Kasvali Shtara, when they're writing the Shtar to Mevatal the Mechira. So they told him, go tell Rava, and how could you charge a zuz for your shtar that you're writing to be mata the mechira? Doesn't make sense that Megillas Esther, which is a long Megillah, costs a zuz, and your shtar, which is a short little shtar, should also cost a zuz. And by doing that, he proved that he really was a chacham, and the mechira was a good mechira. And the question is, why does Gemara pick Megillas Esther dafka? Why is that the example of something which is expensive, which costs a zuz, and therefore how can the shtar be a zuz? Why pick Bedafka Megillas Esther? And there's Sameach over here, and the Chiddush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha says a beautiful hezber. He says that when it comes to a shtar, it says in Rosh Hashanah, Dafid Ches, that Chazal and Geyser, a special din, they're not allowed to be Masker Shem Shemayim in a shtar. You can't have Shem Hashem in a shtar because he used to do it and then ended up being Mutal Ba'ashba, came with Debizan, so they're Geyser that there could be no Shem Shemayim in a shtar. And Megillas Esther is the Megillah in Tanakh, the Sefer in Tanakh, that it does not have Hashem's name written there beferish. So being that we're talking about a shtar, you're going to be medamet bedafka to Megillas Esther, which is daimet a shtar in that inyan, but it's the one sefer that does not have the Shem Hashem, the first in the sefer.